today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salam. Welcome. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio, and you're listening to this episode under the title of Cyberspace Lifestyle. Today is Tuesday, 17th of Zilqa'dah, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 16th of Khordad, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 6th of June, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's bless this moment of today's special by listening to chapter Anfal, Verse 60, and then we'll learn about its important point.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وأعدوا لهم ما استطعتم من قوة ومن رباط الخيل ترهبون به عدو الله وعدوكم وآخرين من دونهم لا تعلمونهم الله يعلمهم وما تنفقوا من شيء في سبيل الله يوفى إليكم وأنتم لا تظلمون.
And prepare against them whatever you are able of power and of steeds of war by which you may terrify the enemy of Allah and your enemy and others besides them whom you know not but whom Allah knows. And whatever you spend in the cause of Allah will be fully repaid to you and you will not be wronged.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Do not wait until the enemy attacks you and then make yourselves prepare to fight. You should be prepared enough from before to stand against the probable attacks of the enemy. The concept of the verse is so vast that it quietly adapts to any time and any place. Next to the statement of this instruction, the Quran points to the logical and manly aim of this subject.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Anwarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran.
Cyberspace lifestyle is the topic of today's episode of today's special. New digital technologies or media have brought us a new phenomenon, the so-called cyberspace. Once we enter cyberspace and communicate in it, it is not just our communication space that expands. The same happens with our living space. Though it is obvious that the internet brings also another alternative form of cyberspace, it is now most frequently associated specifically with the internet. It is understood to be the most dominant place for social communication. individual people are connected with each other through global communication. Cyberspace, as such, allows various synergies inside and outside our political, ethnical, economical, and cultural boundaries or differences.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum. Today we are going to talk about the effect of virtual space on our lifestyle and how it can affect our lifestyle. Virtual space is a new generation of social relations, which although it does not have a very long life, has been able to make a good place in people's lives. Many people of different ages and from different social groups have come together in virtual space and communicate with each other from far distances in the real world. Today, the methods of communicating with others through the internet have increased. The benefits of using the internet and virtual space is quite clear to everyone. Starting from email and SMS, chat rooms, websites and games, and too many other ways to expand and maintain these social relationships are among the ones that can be mentioned here as the benefits of such communications. According to some scientific research, nearly 400 million people around the world use the internet every day, and one of the usages of internet and let's call it the main purpose of their using the internet is to communicate socially with each other.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
Today's special is the title of this program. Cyber Experience in the Internet Dimension, Values and Risk is the title of this part. In the cyberspace living world, we cooperate with others, communicate and create virtual societies. Here we are more than ever interconnected medially with other people, and we cannot overlook and disregard other people's lives. We become part of a specific social cyber experience as communicating individuals. This cyber experience that becomes both individual and collective seems to be rather attractive for us. We should also notice the cyber experience of construction of me or our identity online. We routinely create a vast variety of versions of me on the internet. We project and develop one or a number of versions of me, but to be more precise, we do this in cooperation with others when we constantly share these versions and self-presentations of me. We thus offer our self-image for others. Even though not completely, we all, yet each of us individually, show what it means to be a human, what values are important to us, how we distinguish what is good and what is evil, and what it actually means for us to be alive. We share our ideas and visions. When we co-create and present our identity, we can say that, whether intentionally or non-intentionally, this way we declare our meaning of life.
Oh.
Hey parents, have clear rules, clear policies, and clear expectations. Yes, that is one tip for guiding our children on the internet. Communication is key to discipline. If you want your children to follow your rules, then these rules need to be very clear. Parents must set age-appropriate rules and policies for internet usage. Such rules could include limiting internet time and data consumption and allowing parents to occasionally check their devices to monitor usage. Expectations also need to be very clear. Let your child know that you are trusting him or her with the internet and expect them to use it only for permissible things. Likewise, the repercussions of not meeting expectations and violating the rules should be clear and upheld. Some suggest that repercussions include confiscation of devices, suspension of internet privileges, or limiting internet usage to study purposes only.
So many of us, brothers and sisters, we are addicted to these devices, and it's just not healthy. We cannot decrease our screen time anymore. We're just too dependent. However, change, I'd like to recommend a change in the way we use our smartphones, such that your smartphone can help you seek nearness to Allah. It can make you a better person. It can be a help. It can be something that helps you for your faith, for your iman, for the day of judgment. Because at the end of the day, remember, this is only a tool. These smartphones, they're only a tool. You can use them for good, you can use them for bad, you can use them to waste time. Correct? It's like the internet. Is the internet good? Not necessarily. Is it bad? No. It's a double-edged sword. You can use it for good, you could use it for bad. Through the internet, these lectures are distributed and they are broadcast live. People from all over the world can watch me live, sitting here, right? Not just from here, from Dearborn or from Michigan, but sometimes I see the comments, someone from Africa, someone from Brazil, Sayyid, I loved your lecture. So this is something beautiful about technology that was not possible before. So the internet can be used in a very good way, in a way that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to spread the teachings of Ahlul Bayt, to spread Islam. So likewise, brothers and sisters, we can use these smartphones for the betterment of our faith. And there's a hadith, in fact, from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. He says, "Ni'ma al-'aun ad-dunya 'ala al-akhirah." He says, the dunya can be your best assistant to build the akhirah. To many of us, dunya and akhirah, right? The dunya, this life, they're like in conflict with each other. It's as if one is the antithesis of the other. But the Imam says in this hadith that you can use your dunya to invest in your akhirah. So it can help you to have a better akhirah, and even though it's a dunya.
Inshallah, we continue on this topic. So be with us on the next episode of today's special. For now, our time is over. We leave you in Allah's protection and fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami, Lafat illa Ali, Aliyul Imami. علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي